Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, this is Jeremy, and welcome to Jeremy Gems. And how are you today on this Father's Day? Today we pay homage to the fathers, the men in our lives. I'd like to wish all the fathers, grandfathers, and the fathers to be a very happy Father's Day. I'm sure you were treated royally by family gifts, maybe going out to dinner or wife cooked a good dinner. And I just pray that this special day is one that you always cherish and remember. I'd like to state that, you know, fathers are very important. Important to the wife, important to your children especially, and also to society. You know, one of the saddest things I think is that a lot of children grow up without a father. Most boys and girls grow up without a father. And it means a void, you know, it's just a void that even in grown-ups, you know, you have grown-ups say that they fatherhood's very important. One of the most rewarding things that happened in my life is when I became a father. And it is something I always wanted in my life. And it's something that I was able to fulfill. Praise God. Also have four granddaughters, so another generation. I'd like to read a couple of verses. The first one is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline of the Lord. You know, poor fathers need to be loving, caring. You have to be a tyrant. Don't be a tyrant. No, don't be angry. We have anger. Ask God to forgive you of your anger. Because one thing, children respect you and love you. And the second verse I'd like to read, similar to the one I just read, is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. Fathers, you have to go for the main reason. Don't keep the children. Well, don't drive such a wedge between your children that they won't come to you for any reason. That they're fearful of you in a bad sense. One of the things that happened in my life is that, I grew up with a mother and a father. And when my father began having problems, alcohol, I almost threatened to drive a wedge between us. And mercifully, after about 12 years, he quit drinking. I had become a Christian while I was in the service. And I forgave my father for the things that he did once I found out all the circumstances and what happened. I forgave him for what he did. You know, the main thing to remember, even during those difficult times, I still acknowledge him as my father. And even our relationship improved. You know, a few years later he had passed, but our relationship improved quite a bit. You know, I just thank God I gave him. God took away the anger that I had, and I forgave him. And a reminder, some of you may not have known your father. Some of you have had a bad relationship with your father, or no relationship. So remember that he brought you into this world. And if you know, when you're Christian, seek out that forgiveness. Ask God to take the anger away from you. Maybe your father wasn't good. Maybe he was angry, always angry. Still he's your father. Don't be angry toward him. Fight for him. He's still loving you. Fight for him. You forgive him. God will work on him. Still living. If it's, your father is not alive or you don't know where he is, forgive him. Ask forgiveness and forgive him. The thing that does is that you made your peace. You made your peace. As I always say, sometimes one of the worst things a person can do is go into their grave with something on their conscience. And one other thing, when I look at fathers, the men are supposed to be the leaders of the household, man over the wife, wife over the children. Contrary to what society says, many women who want a strong man. They want a man in their life. They want someone that they can look up to. They want someone who, when things come down, he's that kind of that cool, calm person. He's that calm person. He's that strength in the face of storms, life storms, and there will be life storms. He can bring a level head of us through a really tough situation. And to the children, he'll be a model to both the boys and the girls, he'll be a model, he's a man of God, he'll be a model to the children, what they should look for, perhaps when they marry. The type of man that they want in their life. Also, remember, fathers, you're important. You're important to the family, you're important to the country. Because I remember growing up, there are many fathers, there were many. Many men have looked after their kids, make sure the kids ate right, and then went out to work. The men went out, took care of the children, took care of their wives, stayed home, took care of the children. I remember growing up, we always went to church. That was the one thing I remember. Even my father went to church. It was just a part of our family tradition. And there was a time when this was commonplace. We need men that will stand up. Your fathers need to stand up to a lot of the things that are happening in the world. When the world is looking for heroes, fathers are heroes. Fathers can be heroes. And a lot of families, fathers are heroes. And I'm sure there are many, many of you out there who say, my father was a hero. So he was there for me. He listened to me. He gave me guidance. He was a source of strength when I was going through difficult times. I'm sure there are many people out there. Many of you in the audience never had the type of father. For those of you who did, and some of you who didn't. Don't look at it as a big disadvantage. Look at it as, God could change that script. God can, if you're a young man growing without a father, God know, you give yourself over to God, because remember, you have a Father in heaven. He's God. You may not know your earthly father, but you have a Father that's in heaven. And to the young ladies and the girls, you know, God will lead you to the right person, the person that you which will want to marry. You know, it's wonderful. You know, I enjoy watching families. You know, I enjoy seeing fathers playing with their children. I enjoy watching fathers read to their children, encouraging them and nurturing them. You know, I see that quite a bit. I mean, I did that with my son when he was young. You know, I nurtured him, bred to him. But one thing my son always knew, that I was always there, no matter. You know, I was always there. You know, when I became a father, I made a commitment. I was going to be there for him. And then he never made that commitment. He said, no matter what happens, any different thing, I'm always going to be there. Physically, you know. And I just like to leave you today with this. You know, I just wanted to share my thoughts on fathers, you know. And I just, once again, want to wish you all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. And enjoy this special day. Remember that you're needed. You know, fathers are needed. Fatherhood is to be honored. Fatherhood should be honored. This Genevieve, and Genevieve generally, I just like to wish you a wonderful day. I look